The Nacmac Fegal of the Chalk hated writing for all kinds of reasons, but the biggest one was writing stays.
A word written can hang a man.
But now they had a new Kelda, and a new Kelda brings new ideas. Kelda Genie was from the Long Lake clan up in the mountains, and they did write things down. So she didn't see why her husband shouldn't either. And now sweat was dripping off Rob Anybody's forehead. He held the stump of pencil in both hands and leant backwards, his heels leaving little grooves in the packed earth floor of the mound, as two of his brothers pushed him towards the piece of paper pinned up on the chamber wall.
"Whist now, stop that!"
snapped Jeanie, folding her arms.
"I can't hate a husband who can't even write his own name. Ay, but woman, 'tis a bushel of trouble writing. Ach, 'tis easy. Big Joe Babbies can do it. Ach, you're a horrid woman, Jeanie McFiggle."
He squared up to the paper.
"There's my brave lad. Right then, the first letter is an R, remember? That's the one that looks like a fat man walking."
The assembled Pixies watched as Rob, with his tongue sticking out of the corner of his mouth, dragged the pencil through the curves and lines of the letters.
"Aye, that's it," said Jeanie. "A bony effort. You've writ your own name."
Rob grinned.
"My name, drawn by me, right?"
Jeanie nodded.
"Aye, but arse the wrong way round. Ach, I didn't ken which way the fat man was walking."
Jeanie sighed as he stuck the pencil into his hair and gave her a defiant look.
"Rab!"
Hamish and the Big Yan came tumbling through the fake rabbit hole that was the entrance to the mound.
"Rob," said Hamish, "we watched the big wee young hag safe a while, like you said. But there's a hiver after her." "Are you sure? I never heard of one of them in this world." "Oh, aye," said the Big Yan. "It's buzzing fair made my teeth ache. So did you no tell her, you dafty? But there's that other hag wi' a robe, the educating hag wi' a face like a yard o' yoghurt. You said we wisna to show ourselves." "Aye, weel, this is different."
Rob Anybody stopped. Jeanie was tapping her foot. Her arms were still folded.
"What's this about the big wee hag? Oh, ah, ach, weel, aye. Do you not bring her to mind, dear? She was oor Kelda for a day or two, you ken. And I'm the Kelda of this clan, no am I no. There'll be no more chasing after this big wee girl. Aye, but what? A hiver's chasing the poor wee lass. Nobody in history has survived a hiver. You canny kill it, you canny stop it, you canny. But ye said she's got the makings of a powerful hag. Was ye no telling me how she even fought the Queen of the Fairies and won? Wanged her wi' a skillet, ye said. That means she's good, aye? Aye, but a hiver's worse than aye, weel. We all had to dree our weed, Rob. Whatever's out there, she's got to face it. If she's a true hag, she'll find a way herself. If she canny, then she's nae true hag."